Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I had no idea. So teachers or parents, weigh in on this. Does your school have mirrors in the school bathroom for kids? And how do you feel about this? Do you think that they should get rid of them? Do you like that they don't have mirrors? 314-531-9898. I didn't know this was a thing, but apparently I was seeing this online that school officials are finally catching on that lots of stuff happened in student bathrooms. Like, finally you caught on?
Yeah, but it's been happening forever.
But in order to discourage them as meeting places, some districts have removed mirrors from girls' restrooms, and generally speaking, boys' restrooms have not had mirrors for years. And I said, whoa, wow. I didn't know that. 314-531-9898. If your school does still have mirrors, why? Do you think they should get rid of them? Would that help? How does your school monitor the bathroom being the place for meetup for shenanigans, right?
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about it?
I think this is stupid, quite honestly. I feel like I could see the reason for them taking away the mirrors is like they don't want kids to feel insecure or like judge themselves or anything by like constantly looking. But I'm sorry, even if you take away the mirror, that's never going to work. Like, you're always going to have self-comparison and things like that. And I believe, as a former girl who would crowd in the bathroom, that's just like, it's a private place. So that's
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How you can meet and gossip and talk with your friends. I don't think a mirror is going to fix that.
True. Because first I thought the same thing as Hannah. I was like, oh, is this about making sure that people aren't vain? Like, just focus on school. Don't worry about your appearance. But everything I'm reading, it does feel like it's to stop it as a meeting place.
That's it.
Does that stop it? Does it make it less fun because you don't get to meet in front of a mirror?
I say this. I talked to my wife about this,
yeah.
Okay? And she taught fifth grade for years and said, yeah, they got rid of the mirror several years ago.
They did.
And
wow.
It totally expedited the time people were in the bathroom.
I don't understand.
I'll tell you. I remember as a teacher, and it just became people. I taught second grade, and the big thing were kids to say Candyman in the bathroom.
That's funny,
yeah. Over and over again with the mirror. You take that mirror out, that little shenanigans gone. It's an area where kids congregate, and it's just an area that, you know what, if you get rid of the mirror, they're out of the bathroom faster.
I never realized that the mirror was such like a part of the algorithm in the bathroom. I thought it was just a chit chat and the teachers weren't around and, you know, people aren't really going to like peek their head in the bathroom because it's supposed to be like a private area. So I thought that's always why we met in the bathroom. I didn't know it was to play Candyman. The boys and girls are very different.
This is interesting. I did not know this at all. And my, you know, Annie's a teacher and I know that she occasionally has to go into the bathroom to break up those shenanigans. Now it's elementary school. So, you know, I'm sure this is probably happening a lot more at high schools.
I don't know. See, I'm thinking, so I kind of broke it down and thought the same thing as Hannah. Like, man, if we get rid of the mirror, does it get rid of the fun? I always think you want to give your kids the tools to they can do whatever they need to do in the real world. And the real world has mirrors, so you want to be able to give them the tools to deal with whatever happens when you look in a mirror, right?
Right.
And so then I thought, like, well, is it because they're writing on the mirrors and that's where, like, all the shenanigans is happening? So I was curious to hear from, like, teachers, like, oh my God, is this stopping from the drama that is going down, and then anything that stops the drama and focus on the education, I'm all for. I just felt like I'm shocked that this is a direct, like, result of the shenanigans. I thought, Hannah, like, they'll just figure out something new. Like, we'll just write on the walls. We'll
right.
Just, you know, it's where the teachers aren't. That's why bathrooms are so much fun.
Mm-hmm. And that's it, too. It's not necessarily always about, you know, kids messing around, but it's also kids taking their time to do their hair, to do their makeup, to look in the mirror, to do all that stuff as well. And it's like, hey, for the bathroom, get in, get out, get back to work.
I also, though, I don't know if I love the message that, like, appearance doesn't matter, because it does. Like, I don't want my kid to be focused solely on their hair and their what they're wearing and stuff like that, but I want them to be aware of it. I want them to feel like they have, like, I love that, like, my son brushes his own teeth. He's three, and he combs his own hair. Like, I love those things. And so, like, I don't want to take away his independence when that happens. So, like, I want him to be able to wash his hands, like, oh, I want to fix my hair, I want to do this. I don't want him to take forever in the bathroom. So it's this weird
my
duality,
anxiety would
right?
skyrocket if I didn't know.
Yeah, it would get a lot worse.
Do you think that's because we're always looking inside of a mirror, and if we took it away, that eventually it would stop?
No, I don't think that's going to cure it.
All right, I want to hear from teachers. I want to hear from parents. How do you feel about the mirror being taken out of kids' schools? And like Kevin's wife had said, that they did it years ago and it's worked really well. Has your school done the same? 314-531-9898. Definitely want to hear from you guys on Y98 St. Louis. All right, teachers, parents, how do you feel about getting rid of the mirror in school bathrooms? 314-531-9898. I didn't realize that this is becoming more and more common. School officials are finally catching up. They said that student bathrooms are the place where, like, trouble and shenanigans happens. And Kevin's wife, who is a teacher, said, oh, yeah, we got rid of them years ago. And it expedited the process in the bathroom. It's eliminated some of the shenanigans. It's actually been really beneficial. Teachers, parents, would you want to see it get rid of in the bathroom?
We got some texts coming in on the text line. One of them says, high school teacher here, no mirrors equals less selfies equals less time in the bathroom.
Interesting that they have gotten rid of it, and then all of a sudden it is move things along for everybody.
I do feel like social media does play a huge part in the mirrors, though, right? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, especially the high school age, are a lot of these people not doing TikToks and different stuff?
I was gonna say, kids always find a way to adapt. So if you take away a mirror selfie, okay, great. Then they're gonna set up their 0.5, and then they're gonna start doing TikToks, and then what are you gonna do? Like, right. Phones already probably aren't, like, super allowed anyway. Like, kids will just always adapt. So I feel like taking away a mirror is not the end-all, be-all solution.
Janet, you're a teacher. You said that's exactly what ends up happening. All of these kids are doing TikToks?
Yes, they are. So our school took away all of the faculty bathrooms for gender equity. So now the faculty has to use the bathrooms with the kids. So every time I walk in there, there's at least two or three kids in there doing TikTok. And as far as having a mirror, that's what they're looking in. They're pointing the camera there, see what they're doing. On top of it, even if you took the mirror away, they're still going to take pictures of themselves to see what they look like.
Yeah.
So you're like, it doesn't make a difference if the mirror is there or not. And it's the number one place for TikToks. But, like, almost what Hannah said, then we'll just figure out a new TikTok background. Like, it just changes. And I think that's
right.
And thank you so much for the call, Janet. And I think it's an interesting point that Janet had made about the faculty using the bathrooms as well, that everyone uses the same bathroom. Like, as a faculty member, as an adult, you don't get a mirror?
Yeah, you want to look in the mirror, make sure you're presentable.
That's interesting.
Guess not.
Jen, you're a teacher.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Jen. So how do you feel about the bathrooms and taking away the mirrors?
I teach high school, and I don't think taking away the mirrors is going to get rid of the problem, because just like adults, we want to check the mirror, check our hair. Just like Alex said, we want to make sure we look presentable. Well, so do kids. So kids already are going to care about that. So what are they going to do if you take away the mirror? They're going to sit in class and look on their phone so they can do their makeup or their hair or whatever, and then it becomes another distraction.
Agreed. I see, that's where I was at with the whole mirror thing, is for me, I think that you want to give your kids those tools. So, like, to look presentable and being aware of your looks and and understanding that that is something you have to manage. Like you have, there's a balance of having too much anxiety about how you look, but also realizing how we present ourselves does matter in the society that we do live in. And if we think that like, oh, the mirror is the place of all shenanigans, I think the phone is, works as a mirror too. So they just figure out a different way to make shenanigans.
True.
I do find it very interesting though that Kevin's wife's school district has taken it away and they had so much success with it though, Jen.
Well, yeah, I think maybe that might be for younger kids. For teenagers, I think it's really important. And like I said, how, you know, teachers feel like, oh, take away my mirror, I can't look at. Well, kids feel the same way. And if we can't live by the rules we're implementing with them, then maybe we shouldn't be implementing them.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a really good point.
Take away their mirrors. Take away your mirror. No, that's cool.
No, changing my mind.
Danny, how do you feel about schools taking away the mirrors for kids in the bathrooms?
I don't really think it's going to help. I think, like she just said, they're going to find something else, and they're going to find ways. They're going to look in windows and figure stuff out and walk past every classroom and look in the door to see like their reflection. I don't think it's going to matter. We have teachers that stand outside the bathrooms during lunch and just make sure 3 at a time go in. That cuts back on the shenanigans a little bit because there are students standing outside going, hurry up, we have to go. And that cuts down on it a little bit. But
kind of cuts your crew for your TikTok as well.
Yeah. You only get one take.
You're not going to be able to regulate everything that they do, though, as much as we try. We can't control everything.
It is crazy that we're either taking away the mirrors or we're having the kids use 3 at a time. That's where we're at.
Sounds like we need some bathroom attendants.
Yeah, that's what they have.
I feel like we need the same thing at work at our place sometimes. Like, one at a time, guys. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
NFL fans are wondering if they got gypped on this year's Super Bowl already. I'll explain why in 3 minutes.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.